Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Nick Koenig from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens.
Yes, we're here.
I'm here.
That's Nick, everybody.
That's me.
Yeah, I'm Danny, and we're here to talk gardening, answer your gardening questions. So what's on your mind? 281-496-5711. Nick, have you ever been to Canada?
I have not been to Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's our neighbor to the north.
No, I have not been to Canada.
Pretty far away. Have you been to Mexico?
I've been to Mexico.
Our neighbors to the south.
Our neighbors to the south.
A lot easier to get to Mexico from Texas than Canada.
Yeah.
And we're going to, like, Vancouver, so northwest U.S., I guess southwest Canada, which is kind of weird to think about.
I mean, I hear it's beautiful.
I wonder if they call it the southwest, if they're like, oh, the southwest. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because we were like, we thought it was Arizona, but the continent keeps going.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have been up to like Portland and Seattle, and the plants are so different that I'm always like, what in the world is, what is this? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Luckily we're here with Houston area pros. And so here to help kind of you with your gardening issues. So we're going to talk about a few things today. Nick and I kind of checked in about veggies and a few other things, exploring some problems. Let me just look at our text here real quick. We had a fun little text convo. What's up, Nick? Hey, Danny. You know, you guys are glad to hear that. And just like, you're dealing with a lot of summer stress out there. And that is one thing that you're just, it's setting in, and it's going to, if it hasn't started showing itself, it'll show itself.
Yeah, I think just in the last segment, you know, you brought up that black sooty mold that started to pop up on all sorts of plants. And, of course, there's more causes to that.
Oh, and so much more of that to come.
It's so bad. So I know that stuff's just raining down on, you know, people are bringing in samples of plants. And you're like, well, it's up there. It's down here. It's getting in a lot of places. So that's starting to build up for sure.
Because the sooty mold is not the problem.
No, it's not at all.
It's from... It, you know, the doodles.
Uh-huh, all the insects.
Of the insects. Making... And maybe they're not even the problem.
Yeah.
Because they're up there because you got a stressed plant that's lowered its kind of health thing, and the only way you can fix that. Yeah, so it's like, I got this problem right here. It's from the bugs up there that are up there because the cells. It's like, then your shoulder's tight, then your shoulder's sore, you know, from all the pointing.
Yeah.
And it's like you're doing jumping jacks just to get people's attention up to the tree. No, that is why, seriously, sooty mold. That problem is just beginning.
Yeah.
So how can people get ahead of it?
You know, I mean, a few things that can happen to prevent sooty mold. So there is actually good ways to clean sooty mold too a little bit, and that is just neem oil is a great option on treating some of that. Be careful spraying in midday, of course, right in the middle of the hot days in the summer. You can do a little bit of burning damage. It's just like putting, you know, sun oil on your skin and putting on the leaf, and if it's in the sun, you can definitely do some burning. But neem oil is a great way to do some of that cleaning, some of that spraying to make sure that you are doing some insect prevention,
sure.
Which a lot of that damage in the black sooty mold is caused by those insects up there.
Oh, all, you know? I mean, all of it.
Yeah.
All every bit of that sooty mold is growing on honeydew, which is such a pleasant name for poop.
Yep.
But it's growing on the honeydew that the insects are dropping. So
it's like literally raining down. You'll feel it. It's so big. It's not fun.
So gross to think about.
Yep.
But it's a problem you're dealing with. So the neem oil, the insects will dislike that.
Insects don't like that. And it actually, I mean, I've had some success with it helping break down a little bit of the black sooty mold to an extent. But some of that's really difficult. And it just takes time and weather for it to kind of brush off, honestly.
So there's this rating called Brix.
Mm-hmm.
B-R-I-X, made by a dude whose last name was Brix. So it's not like some acronym or something like that. But NASA uses it because they, you know, grow plants at the space station. And so what they're finding, and this is not new, right? It's not new information. But this Brix kind of measures the complexity and the content of sugar in plants.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher the Brix, so the more complex the sugars in greater quantities, the less insects like them.
Yep.
And the more nutritious they are for us.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, and this is what NASA discovered, the only way to improve Brix is improve the soil.
Of course.
So if you're seeing sooty mold or you're worried about sooty mold, just get some compost around the base of your tree.
Yeah.
First step.
No, it was great. I mean, and you know, adding those molasses things to that's all going to really help add those sugars that you need. I mean, molasses is straight; it's sugar, so it just it puts it right in there. Yeah. You know, so it's a good option also to be using humates and things like that to really bump that up.
But that's the plan, right? It's like get to the soil area, increase that health there.
Exactly.
You raise the bricks in your tree, and the insect pests are like,
they don't like it. They do not like to feed off it. That sugar is not there. That's not their jam.
So I guess we need to think about them as little kids.
Yeah.
It's like, if you can turn your trees into broccoli, which kind of look like trees, you know, the kids won't eat it.
They won't.
You keep putting pancake dinners in front of them, they're going to eat that, but they're not going to be quite as healthy.
No.
So there we go. We did it. We convinced everybody through analogy of the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So congratulations. And our shoulders are sore from pointing at all the problems. So that's sooty mold. That's one thing that we're going to be staring at. And that is the direct result from simple summer stress.
Mm-hmm.
The plant is trying to get through all this kind of difficult weather. A rise in disease is another thing that we'll see.
Yeah.
Other pest bugs coming in. And we're going to kind of explore a lot of that here today. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. What summer stress tragedy are you looking at? 281-496-5711. We want to hear it. Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Baker's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. And the Home Show Garden Pros and Home Show Garden family, that's Tom Tyne and I, will be up at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show today and tomorrow. Tom's doing the show, answering questions. You can see him there, pop in. But I am doing a class, and I would love for you to come out. The focus of the class is beautiful plants that also make food. So we may have mentioned a couple already on the show, sneakily. But that's just going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a lot of fun. My buddy Ashley Barber will be there. She has been trained by Marie Kondo, and she's just a really kind person that loves helping people get organized. So a lot of cool folks, always. All the outdoor stuff, all the great learning things. But I would love for you to come up because I'm teaching this class, and it's always nice to have people that that are interested in your class and you're teaching it. So that's the Montgomery County Outdoor Living, Home and Outdoor Living Show, and it's at the Lone Star Convention Center. So hope to see you today. 281-496-5711. Nick Koenig is here. From Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens. How are the places looking? How's everything looking?
It is insane right now. We have gotten in some massive shipments already, ready to go for fall. We have some of the most beautiful citrus, camellias, got in those bottle brush finally, Texas sage, Desperado, and Green Cloud that are just so beautiful. I mean, there's some really good looking stuff right now.
Awesome.
Some of those fall colors are starting to show back up.
Okay.
You know, we got the Calibrachoa, Calibrochia, however you want to, you know, whatever it is. And petunia is beginning to arrive, actually.
Wow.
So kind of be ready for those fall colors. You know, pulling away a little bit from the vinca and going into some of that fall, hopefully cooler weather stuff. But
no,
we
I
got
like
a
this.
Bit.
I like that they're in. A lot of people are like, you got to wait, you got to wait. But there are ways to push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to explore them in a little bit.
Yep.
Because we're really talking a little bit about summer stress right now. You guys are so, you guys out there, you're living the life. You're gardening outside. You're seeing your plants stressed. Wiltiness, you know, veggies, wiltiness, you know, grass struggles.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what you're dealing with. One of the things that's really key to do is put down carbon.
Yep.
In any form. And so Humates, it might be the Humates Plus, great way to put carbon mm-hmm. down. Might be that Dakota Rev, really great way to get some carbon down. Even compost.
You know, we really can't say it enough of how important making sure that soil content is up. If you've got that soil, that really good soil, great fertilization on there, that root system is going to support itself. We have a out in front of Kingwood Garden Center, we have this most beautiful rising sun redbud in blasting sun. And
see?
This thing is,
yeah.
I mean, and typically you don't think that they're supposed to be able to handle something like this, but this thing is still beautiful right now. You can go over there and check it out today. I mean, this thing, we get questions asked daily about this tree because of how nice it looks. And it's all about the care and all the input that we put it, or, you
yeah.
know, we put into that soil. So it's awesome.
Well, and that's what we're talking about. 281-496-5711. We're talking about being able to push the envelope. The bricks is the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This nutrient content in the plants only improves when you improve the soil. And it's kind of amazing what can be accomplished when
yep.
you do that. So 281-496-5711. We're going to kind of keep talking about this with Nick, but we, you know, we love prioritizing your questions. So Trish, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, hi. Just had a question. I have an azalea, an Encore azalea, and I planted it about a couple of years ago, and it really hasn't grown. So what am I doing wrong?
So azaleas, number one thing on Encore is they come in extremely root-bound. So one thing I would really recommend, if it's been in the ground for a really long time like that, it could still just be stuck in the root ball that it was, you basically purchased it in. I've seen that for like,
absolutely.
I mean, it happened for multiple years after you purchase it. And if you don't get into a like an Encore azalea really well, break up that root system. I mean, really break it up because they are extremely root-bound in those pots. They're just not going to push out. And then especially, you know, making sure that when you plant it, you're using the proper there's some great rose soils and all that. We just released an amazing rose soil from Heirloom Soils of Texas.
Oh.
Just popped out last week. This stuff is great. So make sure to get something like that that's really going to push the soil to the next level. But really do break up the root system on any azalea. You really want to break up that root ball really well.
Trish, I mean, if your roots haven't gotten past the root ball state and you try to lift the plant out of the ground, it'll just come out.
Yeah.
It'll just slide right out like it was newly planted. And so it's pretty easy.
Okay. And then, buddy, how do I break it up? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So root bound thing, it'll look like a spiral, basically, kind of like a knotted necklace. And so you know, carefully kind of unknot it a little bit. It's okay if you break a couple.
Yep.
And you just get them to where they're pointing out, right? You may not like feel real comfortable, but you know, like the picture of roots, how they're all like going different directions. You just kind of want to mimic that as much as possible. Another thing that you can do is plant it higher than it was.
Mm-hmm.
So often we're planting our plants too low. That's a very common mistake that new gardeners make is they dig their nice deep hole and the plant sinks down in the hole and ends up too deep. And so those may be problems you've got. Using something like, you know, MicroLife, Azalea Food, and Dakota Rev, these are great things that can speed up growth.
Some good root stimulation too. You know, Carl Poole's got a nice organic root activator
yeah.
that really helps extremely well too. But I mean, there's MicroLife, Ocean Harvest, Super Seaweed, all of those things are going to boost root systems as well. So,
yeah.
you know, that's another thing. But you like you said, you don't have to be too gentle on it because it does. They're really root bound. You got to pull that thing apart a little bit. You're not going to do anything too detrimental as long as you do the extra care with the fertilizing and
Trish,
stuff.
Do you have any pots, like 3 gallon pots or 5 gallon pots?
No, I have pots. Yes, I got plenty.
Yeah, so what you can also do is if it comes out pretty easily, pop it in that pot and drive it up to your nearest Home Show Garden Pros co-op member location. And they can, like, you know, show somebody and they can show you how to do this.
Yep.
You're not alone,
okay,
right?
Good.
You got people to help,
all
so you
right.
can just. Where? What part of town are you in?
I live in Seabrook.
Well, I don't know that we've got a co-op member down there, but I mean, Moss is good.
Mm-hmm.
Friendswood Hardware, they do a great job with stuff. That might be your best bet, is getting over to Friendswood Hardware. But those are the kind of places that can help you out with this problem. You don't have to have secret knowledge that you don't know. Someone can definitely help.
Okay, good. Because like I said, it's just that I just don't know what. I guess I don't know what I'm doing. Like some of the plants that I got there,
yeah,
new that, you know, they're growing. You know, I have other plants that I planted and they're growing, but just that one thing.
Sure, and you know, Nick has seen so many encore azaleas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, speaking to the testament of it.
I mean, we sell a lot of Encore, and I mean, that is the number one thing when we're dealing with a customer who's interested in putting a nice set of Encore. It is just make sure that root system is well broken up, or it's going to stay put. It doesn't, you know, it's weird, but it doesn't move. And it'll just keep staying in that little pot, basically, you planted it in.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so basically loosen the roots, then get the rogue soil,
mm-hmm.
and then microlife fertilizer for azaleas.
Yeah. Acidifier, I think, is what they're calling it.
Yeah, it's a pink bag.
It's a pink bag.
Pink bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Okay, thanks, Trish.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too.
You too. 281-496-5711. Trish, thanks again for that great question. A lot of people dealing with that, the encores, mm-hmm. because they do come root bound.
They do.
Nick here, Danny here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered, plus more. Our new line of standing seam roofing panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, plus beautiful paint colors that'll remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warrantied by Mueller. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal roofing project today.
Hotter, wilder weather. Must be August. Garden early in the morning and late in the evening. Sunscreen and lots of water. Mulch is shade and hydration for your beds. We believe in being kind to gardens and gardeners. We're the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. August means occasional thunderstorms, afternoon showers, high temperatures, and humidity. I recommend gardening in the mornings or in the late evenings. It also means plants on sale at Nelson's. All our nursery plants are on sale at 25% off through August. Time to pick up some bargains. You can plant them now or keep them in the semi-shade and well-watered and wait to plant them in the fall. August also means hummingbirds, and I've already seen several hummingbird scouts in my garden. In a couple of weeks, there'll be hundreds of them swarming all around and adding so much excitement and fun. Nelson's just received a shipment of hummingbird feeders made in the USA. Stop by and pick one up, or better yet, two. Your chances of having a swarm of these little critters increase with more feeders. Nelson Water Gardens is located in Katy, and we're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and on Sundays we're open from 11 to 4. Nelson Water Gardens and Katy, you can find us. Now back to Danny and Nick.
Thank you, Anita. Great stuff out there. Really, have you ever been there?
Oh, I have.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I had to pick up, when I used to build those, the vessel fountains, so I had to go pick up my basins from there.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one guy to get them from.
So that's incredible, yeah.
And it's a cool place.
We just installed one in Galveston. Yeah. And they helped out. Really, really love those things. And the disappearing fountain is just so lovely. So lovely.
Nice.
Nick's here. I'm Danny. Nick's here from Warren's in the Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center. He's got a shirt on. KWGC.
Yeah.
281-496-5711. We are here to help you with your gardening question, whatever it might be. Not so much life questions. We don't really handle relationship stuff. But unless it's your relationship with your plants and how to grow them better specifically. Perfect. All right, Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, of course. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not very good with plants or anything like that, but what I'm hoping to do is my next-door neighbor has barking dogs, and I've got a six-foot chain-link fence, and I was wondering, is there any type of vine that I could put on the fence that could stop the doggies from seeing me and barking all the time, waking my wife up, and that doesn't require a lot of care.
You know, one vine that's pretty strong and aggressive that puts a nice thick layer on would be your like star jasmine. How much sun are you getting? Like, is it just out in the open, kind of like right in the middle of your yards, no tree coverage or anything?
There's just one tree coverage on it, but I'll probably be chopping that one down because it's too close to my carport.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, star jasmine may be a good option. It's thick, it's strong, flowers beautifully, and smells really nice. That would probably be the only vine that's evergreen that's going to stick around on there that's going to give you something thick like that. You got anything, Danny?
I mean, it's just hard because the dogs are using multiple senses to know you're there, and their smell and sight is so much better than ours. So, but the star jasmine does make a lot of great flowers and a strong smell, so maybe that covers that up a little bit.
Covers that part.
Or maybe I need to take a shower once a year.
No, I'm sure that's not it. I'm sure.
No. So I don't have to take a shower every year.
That's right. You're hearing straight from us that you do not need to take a shower once a year. Yeah, maybe more. More often is probably good. Or a bath, up to you. You know, whatever you want. But yeah, it's going to be hard to make something that's completely barrier block, but maybe something. I mean, I got a dog that barks through a wood fence, right? So. But I think something that will reduce the amount of time they pay attention to you is possible with star jasmine.
Something like that, yeah.
If it weren't a chain link fence, like fig ivy would be pretty great. Passion fruit can make a real thick vine, but it'll go away in some winters.
Yeah, that's. I was trying to think of like a more evergreenish type thing that would hold up, and that would be that. But
a nice thing about star jasmine too is if weed vines intermingle with it, it gets pretty competitive with those. And so
it's a strong vine. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's your best bet. Star jasmine.
Okay. And the fence will hold up and on that and everything then?
It should. I mean, I've seen some woods go out over years and years of these vines pulling on them, for sure. Uh-huh. I've seen one lady, we had to clear this whole thing, and there was, like, no fence left.
But that's like a wood panel fence.
Uh-huh. And that was lots of time. So chain link should.
Yeah, but, you know, we can't speak to the quality of the fence, Mark. We're not aware of, you know, how deep are the poles buried, what caliper, you know, vine wires. No, I'm just kidding. We've seen it work so often on a chain link fence. It's basically a trellis, a heavy-duty trellis, right?
Yes.
So.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you so much. As always, you guys are a wealth of knowledge and always give good advice.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Nice thing to say. It would be cool if we could say, well, Mark, just grow hops on there, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool, but they don't really grow that great here. We got a lot of people trying, though.
Yeah?
A lot of people trying. You know, hops are what flavor beer?
Hops are flavor beer?
No, that's what flavor
yeah.
beer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was like, flavor beer, no!
Yeah, what? Sorry.
Awesome question, Mark. Great thought there. Man, dealing with dogs is always hard, and we don't really want to put something poisonous up there.
Nope.
So, but that's our jasmine. That was good. That's good.
I love that. I think it's beautiful. It smells great. It's, you know, when that thing's flowering, it's flying off the shelves at the garden center because they're something else.
Yeah, and for those of you that are into smells, it is. There's nice. In Galveston, there's a coffee shop. I can't remember the name of it, but they have a kind of a pergola, outside pergola, and it is covered with star jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting under that one time, and it was like too much. It was like so much smells. I was like, I gotta move. Like, this is, I'm literally getting oversmelled. So awesome, awesome stuff. 281-496-5711. We do want to hear what's on your mind. Want to help you with your problem because we are Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
You got to get over to Southwest Fertilizer, really awesome gardening shop. And not just gardening, it's really like all sorts of outdoor activities. If you're like a lawn person, this is a place to go to learn about lawns. They call themselves the Yard Geeks, for crying out loud. And they love knowledge. They love giving you knowledge, helping you find what you need to find. But again, it's not just yards. It's not just gardens. They have awesome pet food there. They have a really cool birding section, which I think is so cool. And I just have a lot of outdoor activity stuff. Always are selling kind of a small amount of annual vegetables, annual plants, and herbs, which I do love that. Pop in and get some stuff. But, as their bird selection, their bird feeder area grows in popularity, it gets bigger and better every single year. So I always buy some gifts there for my mother-in-law because she is a birder, in fact. And, yeah, I got a lawnmower right now getting serviced, my Toro. So the Honda's cranking, the Toro's getting serviced, but it's older. So full service mower repair center. But again, the best part there is the friendly yard geeks. Love answering your lawn and garden questions one-on-one. And they have so many products, huge organic section of solutions, which is really awesome. Also a synthetic area, but you know me. You know, hey, I'm a sucker for these soil-first approaches. And if they don't have what you're looking for, something that's worked for you in the past, they will help you find it. So at Southwest Fertilizer, it's right there at the corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Really cool spot. I was asking Nick about his kids because, you know, gardeners with kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you get out there with them every once in a while. And
yeah.
She wants something. How old's your daughter?
She's 2.5, so she's pulling weeds now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Smart. Which ones you get her going after? Because at that age, you just got to be like, this plant, this one.
So she doesn't discriminate. Yeah. Okay, she just pulls out the grass and pulls out the, she just
does
just
she let show it. You every time?
Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
it like, yeah.
And then puts it right back on the ground where she got it from.
Like, don't do it over the ground bowl. Oh, now that's great. That's so cool. Well, gardening with kids is such a joy. So I just love that. That's great. Getting out there.
It is fun.
So my daughters are older. They're 18 and 20. And, you know, they
actually know how to put the weeds in the bucket.
I wish that I could say that they logically probably know that, but they don't like weeding. That's not really how they want to do. They love planting stuff and harvesting stuff, but not really the weeding part. But you guys got in your rose soil. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me a little more about the crafting of that.
So, I mean, it was a process. I mean, we had really, really worked this thing out. And it's a beautiful soil. Great to the feel. Smells wonderful. Mm. I mean, it is a beautiful looking soil. Good drainage for those roses.
It's
really going to allow for those not to get oversaturated. A little bit of acid base added to there, you know, to give them that little bit of pH balance that they prefer. So I mean, it's a really nice.
That's awesome.
Nice bag of soil.
Well, you know, a lot of people focus too much on that pH,
mm-hmm.
but if you're talking about a good smell and drainage, that really means it sounds like it's the perfect kind of balance.
It's so nice on the field. Like I'm telling you, you just grab a handful and you can just tell it's a beautiful soil.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because the pH in nature comes from the fungi.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these bagged rose soils that like you get at the big box stores that have preservatives in them, they're blasting the pH.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit of a myth. It's not a complete myth, right?
Uh-huh.
But so if you got a healthy soil, and Nick mentions the smell,
yeah,
that smell is fungi.
Yeah.
That's what smell is.
It's rich. It's a really nice product.
So camellias, roses, azaleas.
Azaleas.
Trish, thinking about you here. This is going to be a great soil for that. So those plants also are often plants that are struggling right now or that require special care right now. And you know, I think a lot of people think of roses as being really, really hard to care for, and they stay away from them because of that.
They can be finicky at some point.
Some of them can, right?
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, some of those varieties you get, I mean, there's a lot of black spot. You get the insects that start moving in. Thrips are something you do need to be careful of just on almost all roses.
Right.
Some aphid damage and stuff like that. So, but, you know, there are some good varieties that, that hold up. Of course, your, you know, knockouts and drifts have really been kind of designed pretty well as like shrubby, like a bit higher on the knockout, 4 foot tall, shrubbier rose. Drift is going to be your low-lying rose.
You know, the drift is so interesting. It's such a, it's like getting a little ground cover that just always has blooms.
It's always flowering. They constantly flower. But it is very important, I mean, on all roses to make sure that they're, you know, they're fertilized. They're kind of, you do got to take care of those guys a little bit to really push them out and keep them nice and lush and full. I do some kind of constant, you know, a little bit of constant trimming and maintenance on those also to keep that branching out nice and even and full. But, you know, they do tend to hold up really, really strong.
And so you knock out drifts. There's some old hybrid tea roses. The old hybrid tea roses are the ones that we don't really want to mess with.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are kind of leggy, tall, really grown for cut flowers.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
But there's the there's like the Austin rose line.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Earth Kind rose line. And there's some antique
rose emporium. Yeah. You know, they got some really nice. They do. I mean, you know, your Mr. Lincoln, Chrysler Imperial, the Imperials are just. I mean, those are some of those big red roses that I do think, you know, kind of get a little bit stressed, but can hold up. You know, they do really well.
If you're out there and you're like, oh, man, I like roses. I really want one that smells. That Chrysler Imperium is. So strong.
Yeah,
it is a wonderful smeller.
Another one that I've got to mention is Belinda's Dream.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, that thing just smells so, so nice when it's going. And it, I mean, it's full. And it's another one of those I feel like that's it's just constantly blooming.
Yeah, it's always blooming.
It's blooming
complex
so nice.
Pink rose. Smells great. And a little more bushy than some of them. Mr. Lincoln is a dark, dark red. Pretty good smeller. Going to be a smaller bush. Going to pop up a bunch of red roses, perfect for cutting.
Yep.
So that's great. These are all ones that you guys carry?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so Mr. Lincoln, Chrysler Imperium, and Belinda's Dream are all antique roses. There are also all these Earth Kind roses. So when it comes to roses, don't get overwhelmed because all the big thing that matters, and same with fruit and citrus, right, is you got to go for a variety that's proven for our area. If you go for a variety that's proven for our area, you will succeed. Assuming you get the soil right, but you guys are already taking care of that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like,
yeah, we're ready there. I mean, you know, just and like I said, we always try to carry plants that thrive
exactly.
and are successful. We want everyone to be successful when they plant, so we make sure that we carry that material that makes you a successful gardener.
But a lot of these things, like thrips and black spot, if the soil's healthy and the rose is proven, you won't get. I mean, I have Belinda's Dream at home. All we do to that thing is put down a little compost every year because we use good root soil and we're cutting it. We're taking cut flowers. That's all we do.
Belinda's Dream is a beautiful and it holds up super strong.
But it's like just as good as a bunch of other ones.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm pointing out that I don't do any care. Well, I add a little compost every year.
The compost, yeah.
But that's it. I'm not like out there spraying for thrips or bugs and I don't have those because the plant is proven.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge to you guys. Our invitation, I guess, to you is to do roses. They're gorgeous. Bees and butterflies love them. Native bees really get on those, bumblebees and stuff like that. And, you know, they're great. They're great flowers. They're so pretty.
Yep.
So get that rose soil. Get some Belinda's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great rose experience for a change.
There you go.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 281 496-5711.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Time for your homeschooling study assignment. Research fall veggie options now. Fall garden season is coming quick. Know your options and get ready now. We can help. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You know, and with those fall veggies, you're also going to want to research MicroLife. The MicroLife Blue Bag, the ultimate, is truly the ultimate fertilizer for those veggie beds. So it has a bunch of kind of added stuff in it to provide a whole huge pack of nutrients for your veggies, because those veggies are pretty extractive.
Yeah.
They're taking some of the minerals out of the soil to make those colors, those flavors, all that stuff. All of that is just a mineral group, right? A mineral pack. And so your soil needs mineral. That's where the MicroLife Ultimate comes in. It also has some added nitrogen, so the plants will grow faster. You'll get a little more production from them. If you're kind of dealing with slow-growing sweet potatoes right now, a lot of that is a nutrient gap. So all this rain has flushed out a bunch of your nutrients. And so more than ever, do a heavy dose of that MicroLife Ultimate. They also have so many great liquids. So Super Seaweed, Ocean Harvest, we've already mentioned those. The Maximum Blooms is super cool. Obviously, their horticultural molasses is awesome. They've just got so many great stuff. So as you're dealing with summer stress that we've kind of will keep hitting today because it's a thing. As you're dealing with summer stress, really great to back up your plants and support your plants by giving them good food, real food. And that's what MicroLife is. It feeds the plants through the soil. So literally has proven to cool soil temperatures. And so that just reduces the stress yet again. So you'll see healthier lawns, thriving flowers, and more nutritious vegetables.
Yeah, no, I mean, keeping those roots healthy and strong is the best way to combat any of the heat exhaustion that those plants get.
Absolutely.
All the way.
Absolutely. So MicroLife fertilizers delivers the highest nutrient value possible. So can't burn your plants, safe for you and your kids, healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Use MicroLife. Check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com, for all their cool products. So, fall veggies.
Fall veggies. They're in.
Now's fun time, starting now, basically. Here it is, August 28th, and it's kind of like the opening of a window.
Yeah.
The window's
starting
cracking.
To peek through, yeah.
It's cracking a little bit. We're starting to see in the store some fall veggies.
Yep.
But it's kind of cool because this is still Houston.
Yeah.
It's still like the Wild West of growing plants.
We our grow seasons, I mean, are constant. I mean, there's times to grow everything almost all year. I mean, it's like we said, I mean, right now is that weird window where you're just a little.
I know, but love it. Uh-huh. It's so exciting. What do y'all have? Have y'all brought in any fall vegetables yet?
I mean, of course we've got in the tomatoes and peppers in there.
Sure. Those have been sort of like.
So those are the kind of the constants that I was.
Those are the safe ones.
Yes, exactly. But there have been some of the leafy greens beginning to show up, you know. So, you know, some of that kind of material, you know, is really starting to come up on availabilities. You've got, you know, your broccolis, cauliflower is actually all coming in.
Yes.
And, well, that, you know, they're on their ways and stuff.
They're on their way.
So, you know, but it's all starting.
But I love that. I love that y'all are bringing some of these kind of, you know, maybe some chard, maybe some kale,
exactly.
Maybe some collard greens. Because they can handle some heat.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you have them in the shade.
Yeah, you got to
keep that in mind when you get them home. They're in the shade at the nursery. They're grown in a greenhouse.
Yeah, we have them definitely. You know, as we have like our building and then the shade cloth. They're definitely in the shady. Pulled back a
and
little
that's
bit,
great.
So.
That's great. But the cool thing about Houston is because what we know about the soil approach, right? We know about the bricks. You know, we know about that stuff.
Yep.
We can put some shade up. Burlap is awesome.
Yeah.
There's stuff called shade cloth.
There is.
All that frost cloth that you bought for winter, you can use it for shade cloth just as easily, right?
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. You don't want to wrap the plants. Just make a little tent over them. Lots of air.
Yes,
there.
That airflow is extremely important for controlling fungus. It's in keeping that.
Yeah,
it's really important.
And keeping it cool.
Yeah, keeping it cool.
But we love pushing the envelope. So start stuff now. You start it sooner. You'll get it more. That's a great thing about Houston.
I mean, once again, I know we just keep going back to it, but, you know, making sure that your soil content's ready for
that
is the only way that you're going to have a successful grow. And also...
are some things, though, that they can do to prep the soil for something like...
To prep the soil.
Collard greens.
I mean, it's all, you know, it's in the compost, you know. Compost is definitely going to get you there. But I love that we were just talking about that MicroLife Ultimate.
Yeah.
That is a stellar product when you're talking about veggies. But not only veggies, if you're starting to do your nice, beautiful fall mixed pots with color, I mean, that Ultimate goes the whole way. It's really, really solid.
Well, then some of the stuff in there takes a little while to break down. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up being a good fertilizer for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Exactly.
So I'm inviting you to push the envelope. I'm inviting you to start fall veggies now. We're talking about like a $18 investment to get six or seven plants. You know what I mean? And so it's like maybe $25 investment to get six or seven plants. But that's the idea is you start them earlier, you get them earlier. A little bit of shade.
Yeah.
Baby the soil. But it's going to be, you know, a month of sort of that behavior. And then you're going to start seeing these lush growth.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to try.
Getting those plants in earlier. I don't know. We at the garden center, we get sunflowers, the mammoth sunflowers.
Yeah.
And it's all about, I mean, come July, we have these like 15-foot tall mammoth sunflowers. And everyone's like, how? You got to get them in early.
Yep.
It only helps the growth the longer you've got those things out. And this goes to all veggies, not just this. Sunflowers is just a good example because people are always asking, how do you get those things so tall? It's about getting them in early and on time for what they really need to be in.
Well, that is cool. It's cool you guys have them. And I know all the Garden Pro locations are going to start getting in some of their stuff. But don't hesitate. Strategize. Mm-hmm. That's my thing is do not wait. But apply some smart strategies. So
there you go.
281-496-5711. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Neil. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Nick, you ready for a success story?
Yep.
All right. So, you know I love collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love them. Maybe the world's most perfect food.
Okay.
Not delicious for everybody, but, you know, they have 2.5 times calcium.
They are one of those.
Tons of other vitamins.
Yep.
And you saute them with garlic and yada yada, they turn out pretty good. Add them to soup. Anyway, snails were ravishing my collard greens. I'm talking like I would find 6 or 7 a day on them and just holes everywhere. About 2 weeks ago, finally got some sluggo out there.
Yeah.
And then I went out a couple days ago. The new leaves were all like nice and clean.
Nice.
No snails, no holes. So I went ahead and reapplied. And, I feel so hopeful. And Sluggo did that from Monterey Lawn and Garden. They just helped me out. I didn't use the Plus, but the Plus is cool because it doesn't have roaches on their label.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are like, it can keep roaches out.
So
I'm surprised that's like, you know, get that on the label and put it by the house.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
But Sluggo Plus does kill the slugs, the snails, crickets, earwoods, and cutworms. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, just use beer for slugs. I'm like, man, one,
no,
that doesn't last past a rain or an irrigation sprinkler. B, I'm going to drink that beer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. But Sluggo's awesome. And a tip, you put it out in the evening. So you guys are going through a lot of sluggo at the store.
It's been, you know, every day because someone – cannas and just a whole bunch of other stuff just getting – which, I mean, cannas are one of those that always get annihilated by slugs if you're not, you know, being preventative on it.
Well, and right now there's the – literally this caterpillar is called the canna leaf roller.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally the name of the caterpillar is canna leaf. You know, so it's like you know what they eat, but you know what Monterey's got for them.
Yeah.
That BT.
Yeah, it got BT.
Monterey BT, it is a naturally occurring bacteria that is in the soil, and caterpillars can't digest it. So it's a great way to stop infestations. Do be very careful, though, when you got your pollinator caterpillars. So really, you shouldn't use it on citrus or milkweed or a lot of your flowering pollinating plants.
And right now is a tough time to be, you know, dealing with any of that spraying because of how, like, the butterfly stuff, and stuff is so active right now. I would, you know, I'd be careful spraying it just for a little while.
Also, your canna damage is probably just done.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to just whack them down, feel free.
Totally.
And just, you know, put some compost down too. So Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, and Monterey BT are organic use. They can't harm your harm your pets or family, or harm them, frankly. So to find out Monterey products near you, go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. If you want to see their full line of awesome stuff, MontereyLawnGarden.com. But all the co-op members still a lot of Monterey products because it works.
Yep.
So 281-496-5711. This is Nick Koenig from a Kingwood Garden Center. Mm-hmm. Warren Sunga. It's a family up there.
It's a family all the way. Yes.
Two-parter. Mm-hmm. And we're talking with Neil. Neil, what's your question for Nick?
Yeah, good morning. I've really got a two-part question relating to a Kashir lime tree.
Okay.
It's potted. It came back. It froze to the root, but it's come back pretty vigorously. The problems I've got, because, of course, Kashir limes, it's leaves that you really eat, not so much the fruit.
Of course.
I've got a leaf miner problem on new growth. That's one thing I got to figure out a way to take care of. And the other thing is I've got something that is eating the leaves from the edges, not holes in them, but from the edges.
Okay.
I just wondered if you guys had any thoughts about either one of those two.
I got thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely caterpillars that citrus is host plant of. So you could be definitely having something like that going on. And we were kind of saying, I don't know if I would – they make some beautiful butterflies. So I would, you know, hesitate on doing too much trimming. Leaf miner – or treating, sorry. Leaf miner, I know that they are – that they definitely make your tree quite unattractive. But, you know, I mean, as long as they're not, like, wrecking fruit, you know, and they're very hard to get ahead of. You know, you've got to stay on top of, like, either doing, like, spinosad treatments or something like that to really get ahead of leaf miners a lot of the time. And they can be very difficult to take care of. And sometimes it's just, you know, clean off some of those ugly leaves at the end of the season and you know, just let your fruit kind of really produce without doing too much treating on them. But
so, Neil,
it's a leaf that you actually use. It ties up so much to fruit.
No, for sure. They're those really cool, like, two-part leaves, for sure. We had them. I have one in a pot also. And what we discovered at Herman Park to really help it is every 2 weeks you apply. So if you have a little sprayer, maybe you just devote a sprayer to this. But it's horticultural oil and horticultural molasses. So the two together, shaken up, spray the top and the bottoms. The issue is that when you see the leaf miner, the pest is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is already gone, and it's, you know, going to come back because it may have laid some eggs or something like that. But you can still eat the ones that had the leaf miner damage. There's no pest there. It's already gone. So that's like a thing to think about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't become irrelevant as food or, you know, an herb at that point. But every 2 weeks with horticultural oil and horticultural molasses, or one or the other, was effective too.
And so horticultural oil, is that like neem oil?
It's soybean.
Yeah,
soy
it's a little, it is different, yeah.
It's a neem oil or something like that?
No, it's soy. Soy oil.
Soy.
Yeah.
Okay. Soy
oil. Yeah, it's totally neutral. It's pretty viscous too. Like, it's a lot more watery than oily when it comes down to it. Like, if you get it on your hand, it's not quite as oily as some of the other ones. And so it's not going to burn or anything like that, and it's not a neem. So it's neem oil, one thing. Horticultural oil is another thing.
And I would like to kind of backtrack real quick. Is on that, you did say that your growth is coming out from the root.
No, it's a. Oh yeah, yeah.
So actually, sorry,
it flows back. It flows back to the root. thought it was gone, but it got new sprouts out. There's some fairly decent-sized branches coming out.
Well, so just one thing. I mean, most citrus are going to be grafted material.
He would know on the kefir if it was grafted material, because the leaves are like this. They're
Yeah. So the new growth is definitely looking okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Okay. And then lastly, the caterpillar that you've got is the giant swallowtail caterpillar,
yep.
And it's not a real voracious eater, so it is kind of done what it's going to do. But it people call it the bird poop caterpillar because it's kind of black and white blob that's on there. And so if you're looking and there's any like a big bird poop on there. That's that caterpillar.
It's an ugly caterpillar. But.
And so what you can do instead of like spraying, it's probably done. That's all the eating one of them does. It does not eat very much. But if you've got one, just move it to another citrus or another waxy leaf tree. But citrus is its host plant.
Yeah.
So like
okay.
So on a lemon, it's no big deal because you know you don't use the leaves for food. But on a kefir lime, it is different because you know you use the leaves for food. So yeah.
Is that spinosa you mentioned earlier, is that suitable for you know, things that you eat?
No, I would not use that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I would not use that personally because you eat the leaves. Like.
Oh, yes.
So you're spraying, it'd be like spraying lettuce, you know.
Yeah, that's what Swart needs.
That's my my preference on that. I'm not going to use that because I don't want to eat the – I think – Nick was thinking of most citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every other citrus, that's great.
Yeah.
So, but the kefir lime is such a unique situation. It's a fruit from Thailand that they eat the leaves as part of the
curry. Yeah.
Yeah, curry.
So horticultural oil mixed with molasses? Did you say?
Oh yeah, horticultural molasses. Yeah.
Okay, horticultural oil plus molasses, 50-50 solution.
Yeah, yeah, and then just enough to drench the top and the bottom of the leaves and. You won't have any more of either type of caterpillar.
Can you use that as a drench in the soil? Would that have any effect?
The oil would not be beneficial in the soil, but the molasses would. But I would just use compost, frankly.
Okay. All right, Jess. I appreciate your advice. Thank you very much. Really enjoy the show.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Do want to talk a little bit about Moonshot Compost, doing a cool job. Composting adds a system, replenishes soil health while reducing greenhouse gases,
mm-hmm.
And kind of we are not as dependent on landfills when we compost. You may not want to compost because it takes knowledge, it takes space, and sometimes it's a little bit nasty with bugs and smells and stuff. Well, Moonshot Compost gets rid of all that. You don't need to know how to do anything. You don't need to take up space. Use that space for gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to worry about the grossness. So they give you all the supplies. You just put your compostables in their airtight bin, and they come pick it up. Pretty awesome stuff. The best part is you earn compost to use in your yard or your garden. And it lets you keep critical, healthy nutrients in your neighborhood, builds your soil up, lets you do more space gardening without all the hassle. So Moonshot Compost, awesome service. It's a drop-off or pickup service, so you can either, you know, do both, drop off a place or pick up at your house. And now is a great time to get started. So check out their awesome stuff, startcomposting.com, and see how easy and clean composting can be. So really cool stuff.
Yes.
Well, we're just going to – what's happening up at Kingwood, man? What's the buzz?
The buzz
what's the buzz?
Is
what's the,
this week, Monday, we've got a massive shipment of citrus that just came in. So
oh,
going
yes.
off of that citrus talk – it is there, and I know we had some like, but this time we've got, you know, we've got the grapefruit.
Good, not freaky citrus. We eat the leaves.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Good, yeah, okay, great.
Just kidding, we've Neil. We've got the grapefruits, mandarin. You know, all the
yes.
I think six or seven varieties of lemon, and one of my favorites, Ujukitsu, which is just that beautiful sweet lemon that
great
just makes,
tree too.
It's so nice, and then there's just a huge selection. So
well,
come
that,
on in, and
I
knock
feel like that,
out.
Is like a PSA right there.
Yeah. Definitely.
Kingwood
Warren's
has citrus.
Yep. Kingwood Garden Center.
I need to get some. I lost like eight citrus.
Yeah.
And
whole
all
bunch of blood
are,
oranges. I mean,
oh,
it's,
yes.
it's all there. Just go for it.
All of mine are a foot tall.
Yeah.
And whatever, 6 years from producing again. And I'm just like,
cool.
Man, I mean, it's fine. It's two plants,
yeah.
a clementine and an orange, but it's 6 years, 7 years.
It is.
Not a year that
no.
I'll have by going to buy one a
no.
day. So, yeah, that's a great news. Time to replenish your citrus. Let's jump back in there.
Go for it. Yep.
Yeah, awesome stuff, Nick. Hey, well, great job as always.
Thanks.
And dishing out good information. You guys, if you're up in the Kingwood area and you've got questions, just head on up to Kingwood Garden Center. It is the place to get help, and Nick loves helping you guys out. So head up there. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. And coming out to the Lone Star Convention Center, I'll be up there teaching a class at the Fall Home and Outdoor Living Show. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.